Do you think this room will... you'll be happy here? Nat turned quickly to the window and stared hard at the ships again. Presently he said,
Yes, sir, this will be fine.
Then suppose we go down to the Chandlery and look around. When they reached the long wooden building on Neptune Street, a lanky, unshaven man lounged against the door. He said,
Morning, Mr. Hodges. Mr. Ropes had to go on an errand. He asked me to keep an eye on things till you got back.
Mr. Hodges said, This is Ben Meeker, Nat. Ben, this is Nat Bowditch, our new apprentice. Suppose you take one of our catalogs and show Nat where everything is. He pulled two copies of a little flat notebook, about 2 by 5 inches, from his pocket and gave one to Nat and one to Ben. On the cover, Nat read, Catalogue of Ropes and Hodges, Ship Chandlers. He opened the notebook. The pages were blank, excepting for a single column of words down the middle. Everything seemed to be listed there, from hardtack to copper nails, from sextants to coffee pots. Mr. Hodges said, Plenty of blank space, isn't there? That's so a man can mark his order right in the catalogue. So many barrels of this, so many pounds of that. It saves him the bother of writing out his order. He chuckled. And it saves us the bother of trying to read his writing. All right, Ben, show Nat around. Ben yawned, stretched, and led the way through the shop to where huge coils of rope were stacked. He leaned against a barrel.
Nat Bowditch, eh? I've heard of you. Master Watson's brightest student you were.
He shook his head. Dolefully. And now you're becalmed. Just like I was at your age. Wouldn't think to look at me. I was bright as a dollar once, would you? But I was. Wanted to make something of myself. But I didn't have a chance. Taken out of school, I was. Just like you. When I look at you, I can see myself as I was 30, 40 years ago. Becalmed, I was, just like you. Behind Nat, a deep voice rumbled,
Avast there, Ben Meeker! Stow that gab about being becalmed!
Nat looked around and saw keen blue eyes and a square, ruddy face under a shock of white hair. Ben edged back.
I didn't say anything but the gospel truth, Sam Smith. This lad ought to be heading for college, but he's stuck fast in this chandlery for 9 years. If he ain't becalmed, Sam said,
Bah! Only a weakling gives up when he's becalmed. A strong man sails by ash breeze.
A strong man, maybe, but what about a puny little...
Sam gestured with his thumb over his shoulder.
Get out of here and stay away from this boy. If I see you in here again, I'll give you a taste of a belaying pin.
Ben scuttled out the door. Sam put out his hand.
Nat Bowditch, aren't you? I know your father. He sailed under me more than once, before he had his own sloop.
Nat asked, How do you sail by ash breeze? Sam grinned.
When a ship is becalmed, the wind died down. She can't move. Sometimes the sailors break out their oars. They'll row a boat ahead of the ship and tow her, or they'll carry out anchors and heave them over, and the crew will lean on the capstan bars and drag the ship up to where the anchors are heaved over. Oars are made of ash, white ash, so when you get ahead by your own get-up-and-get, that's when you sail by ash breeze.
Nat straightened.
I like the sound of that.
Of course you do,
Sam nodded.
You're from a long line of seafaring men.
He lifted his voice to a bellow.
Mr. Hodges, I sent Ben packing. I'll show this lad around, and it won't cost you a cent.
Mr. Hodges called.
I can't ask you to do that, Sam.
Who's asking me? I'm just doing it.
Sam grinned at Nat.
When an old fellow like me swallows the anchor, he's got to have something to do with his time.